A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hey, Jazz fans wandering across the street over to Vivint Smart Home Arena, filing in. Don't worry, you're not late. The other game is taking way too long. Don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. Yeah, so Jazz are going to tip off here in just a few moments. But this game, the Philadelphia and Atlanta game, is taking just a little bit longer. So at some point they'll kick it over just to another.
Because they call more fouls in the postseason.
I mean, they're still we're at 8-10 almost, and the game is still got 5 minutes left there in Philadelphia. So and the Sixers,
5 minutes is like 20.
Well,
minutes.
And the good news is they're up 20, and so they're up 17. So at least they'll be able to kind of just cook through this one maybe a little bit quicker. But yeah, Jazz are not tipping off yet against this Clippers team. Now, my question is this, Scott. I brought up Nikola Jokic winning that MVP.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, I'm not sure if the Jazz are ever going to have an MVP. But again, once you become a quote-unquote superstar, like Donovan Mitchell is kind of coming into that moment, if he's able to get them to the finals and maybe even to a championship, he'll get into that upper echelon of high-quality guys that people want. My question is does that put him then in the conversation automatically for MVP next year because of the year he's had so far this year, or because of an offseason that he's
Yeah, skipping? I don't think the Jazz, even if they won a championship, I don't think the people would say, yeah, Donovan Mitchell, although he is the focal point, you know, the linchpin.
Right.
I mean, he's the guy that's so important to the success of the team. I think people would look at the Jazz and go, well, the Jazz won in team ball. And he was that important cog in the team ball, but I don't think everyone would go, and I think it's that he's this just incredible, otherworldly talent. I mean, Donovan Mitchell is a great player, but I don't think people would perceive him like a Steph Curry or a Nikola Jokic. Or even a Luka Doncic. I don't think they would. And so, even if he won, and it's not a knock on Donovan at all. I mean, I go back to Michael Jordan. You know, early on in his career, he was clearly amazing early on and often, but he didn't win championships. And then he kind of took a little bit of a reduced role. But he'd already established himself as just this otherworldly talent. And I don't know that Donovan has done that in his career. He's certainly gotten better and been amazing. And, you know, I mean, he is a talent, but the perception is, I don't think he's established himself as that. Just, you know, we got to beat the drums hard just to get him in the All-Star game. It's not like he's not this just absolute first choice, clear guy. And I think he has to be that guy in order to really win an MVP.
I want to change gears just a little bit here. I can't ignore the fact that the Jazz are about to tip off here in just a couple minutes against the Clippers. But the conversation has ramped up about the college football playoff. And I think that any kind of attention that they can pay right now to this and the pressure that the public can generally put on college football and the powers that be in college football to be able to move this thing in the direction of getting an expanded playoff, I think that's the best for the game, because you don't have a lot of time to mess around and compete these days for television. The best thing you can do is to give yourself an expanded playoff. And right now, according to some sources, it looks like that all signs are pointing to that 12 team, not six, not eight, a 12 team playoff that could go like this. Automatic bids from your P5 champions. Okay, so there you go. That would be an amazing way that the playoff would be expanded to a team like Utah, not just being the champions, but you wouldn't have to have the conversation of, yeah, but did they do enough to be above a one-loss Ohio State team versus whatever. They're in to that 12-team playoff as a P5 champ. The part that makes me excited, there's one G5 auto bid also.
Right.
The one that excites me is the six at-large bids you're talking about. What a swath you could potentially get of wild card teams.
I mean, from this last year, you'd get a Cincinnati, you'd get a BYU,
right.
You'd get, you know, some of these teams.
You'd have more of those Boise State type teams that would show up and make that difference. And guess what they do when they have the chance? They show up and play in these playoffs, and the big teams go, well, we don't want to play them. You know why they don't want to play them, because they get up for an opportunity like this because they don't know if they'll have another one. And a 12-team playoff makes so much more sense than the 4-team format where we're still battling for, you know, the rich getting richer type situation that you see with Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and then fill in the blank maybe with, you know, another team. I was about to say a Pac-12 team, Scott, but I didn't have one come to mind.
Oregon State.
It was going to be thrown.
Yeah. Washington State.
Yeah, your Stanford's.
Yeah, and no, it's a great thing to, you know, it's kind of the best of both worlds in that everybody's invited to the dance, huh?
There you go.
I like the dance reference.
But no, that's the thing. No, you can't say the dance. So,
because that's...
That big dance is basketball.
Oh, well.
What would we call it?
Everyone's in the luau. They're all invited to the luau. But here's the thing. And this is why I really like the idea of this. One is, I like that they're seriously talking about it because that means they're seriously considering it. And it's not lip service. It's not like, we'll do it the just kind of token response or discussion. It's the football fans, college football fans, they want to watch great football.
Yeah.
And they don't just want to watch it when the playoffs or the bowl games or whatever. And so if there's not this pressure anymore to say, well, we got to be undefeated. If we're not undefeated, then we're not going.
If you have two losses and you're the Pac-12 champion,
awesome.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You get to the playoff.
And I think anyone who understands football and the fact that there's not that many games, it's so hard to
go undefeated.
It's so hard to go undefeated.
How does basketball work? The undefeated team almost never wins the national championship.
I mean, it happened this year
where it's like, hey, they go 30-0 or 31-0, and everyone goes, yeah, but no undefeated team has won since 1978. You go, well, yeah. You know why? That 28-6 team who finds a way to get better throughout the season, they're the ones who end up being national champions. So a two-loss, Washington team going a couple rounds in the playoff is a way better situation than just snubbing everybody.
But what does that mean for the regular season? It means you're going to get an Alabama playing a better non-conference schedule. You're not going to get one of these eye rollers. You go, yeah, we're not going to watch Alabama. And really, it's across the board. I mean, it's all these teams that, you know, that are these marquee players that are these marquee programs. They're going to actually have to play and they're going to want to play better teams. And that just helps everyone. That just helps everyone in the process.
All right. This is amazing. You guys aren't late. Don't worry about it. They'll wait for you. You've got late rollers up. It's fine. It's fine. Oh, congratulations. I'm glad.
You don't have your purses, though,
all this
right?
No bags, though. You're going to get kicked out, all right? So, all right. Fans filing in, and they're wondering if this thing's tipping off still. And the answer is no. So I think that there's a lot of people who are still wondering if this thing's going to end. So let's take a quick break here, Scott. When we come back, we've got more to talk about. The other side of the argument on whether or not this should expand to the 12-team playoff. Scott actually has a couple of cons to this. I don't know if I believe him yet, but we'll see if he can make an argument. We're going to come right back. More to go right here. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.